He is one of this country's most successful entrepreneurs. He has branched out into television. He was the most popular panelist on our CBC show, Dragon's Den, moved on to his own show, Risky Business, last year, and his list of supported charities is enormous, from one called F Cancer to another one that he supports with Kelly Rudy, the Alberta Adolescent Recovery Center, to Dare to Care, to the Sir Edmund Hillary Foundation. And now he is a member of Predators Holding LLC, the company that owns and runs the Nashville Predators hockey team. His name is Brett Wilson. He joins us now on a day where the Predators have matched the 14-year, $110 million offer sheet to the from the Philadelphia Flyers to Shea Weber. Brett, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, I guess, Brett, the biggest question is, was there ever any doubt that the Predators were going to match this?
Let's roll the camera back even a month, month and a half ago. We thought that we had a bona fide shot of having Weber, Suter, and Rene as the core of our team going forward. And we had the budget to take care of all three. Obviously, Rene was signed. But when we lost Suter, it just accelerated or exacerbated our desire to make sure that Weber was in place and happy. Nobody was expecting the kind of offer sheet. I'm not real happy with the spirit and intent of the way the offer sheet came together, but I greatly respect Shea, and I greatly respect that he had to do what was right for him. But our offer was $104 million. There's not a big gap between 104 and 106. Now, $6 million, but there's just a timing issue. There was never any doubt in my mind that we would hit that bid.
Oh, let me just clarify, Brett. When did you guys make that offer to Weber?
Oh, just as part of the negotiations, we were back and forth. So, okay. I mean, we were in the game. Remember, he's been shopping himself for a little while now, and he had a chance to. I mean, he's been very public about this, that they've talked to the other potential half a dozen different people. And, he was a hot commodity. We understood that.
Just, Brett, it's Mike Zeisberger. Just, what message do you think you've sent to the community and the Nashville fans by making this type of commitment? And as you said, you were discussing these types of numbers, or at least in the neighborhood, even before the offer sheet came through.
Yeah, I mean, the market is the market. We understood where things were going, but we've made a commitment. And remember, I've been poking around Nashville for 4 or 5 years, watching the team very closely. The team has the ownership group has made it crystal clear since buying from Leopold that the game was to stay. The game wasn't follow us or we're leaving. It was, we're here to stay. Please give us your support. I've been to a number of games in Nashville. I've never seen a fan base more passionate. And, 12,000-13,000 people in the seats screaming their heads off. What we needed to do was increase the fan content and the sponsorship content in terms of filling the place, and that's what's been done. And but the commitment, I mean, Trotz and Poyle are two of the longest standing, as you know, general managers and coaches in the league, and the track record speaks for itself. We've fielded a highly competitive team almost every year that we've been in Nashville, and we're stepping up the game.
Can you continue to field a competitive team, Brett, with this contract on your books?
We have cap room. We have some flex. I mean, yes. Do we want this contract on our books? Everyone wants to pay less. I mean, that's just a given. But one hockey team in Philadelphia may have underestimated the depth of the pocket in Nashville. But more importantly, they underestimated the depth of commitment, of the fan base, depth of commitment of the corporate community, and of course, depth of commitment of hockey operations. And when the ownership group got together on this, and we've spoke several times over the weekend, but our commitment's the same as everyone else's. That team's there to stay.
What did you think of the bonus structure of the deal?
I don't think the bonus structure was really in keeping with the spirit and intent of how we'd want small market, large market teams to work. But smarter heads than me are involved with renegotiating how some of those things work. So, again, less is better as a guy who's writing the checks, and more is better for the guy who's receiving it. That's just business.
Mike?
Well, where do you think that the momentum takes you now? Obviously, you wanted to keep Suter. That didn't work out. But you do have two of the three key foundations in place, Rene and now Weber. How successful can this team continue to be on the ice?
Well, I'm a huge fan. And let's remember, two of the most important people in the hockey operation side of our business are David Poile and Barry Trotz. And, you know, I'm betting on those guys. They've done a hell of a fine job and will continue to. So, you know, we're going to have a competitive team. We know that. And, you know, we've got a hole to fill next to Weber. But, you know, let's be clear, there's an awful lot of defensemen in the league. We'll find another. We'll grow another. We'll build another. And Shea will bring someone along beside him.
All right, I know you've got to go, Brett, but before we let you go, how much trouble do you feel like getting in today?
Oh, the day's not over, so let's go.
You alluded to the discussions that are going on behind the scenes. What do the Nashville Predators want to see in a new CBA?
I don't know. So you're right. We're not going into that one. That's a bucket that we're going to close right now.
Well, you can't shoot a guy for trying.
No.
No. I didn't hang up. And I'm smiling, thinking of what else I could say. But no, on that topic, I mean, Gary and the league and the players and their representatives are working hard, and there's no reason for any of the owners to interfere with the process that's underway.